From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. France is hosting an international conference to promote a two-state solution for peace in the Middle East. Delegates from more than 70 countries are attending the Paris meeting to state their opposition to Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem. Neither Israeli nor Palestinian representatives are attending the meeting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Paris meeting is futile and rigged. Last month, the United States took the historic step of abstaining from a vote in the UN Security Council, condemning Israel for its settlements in Palestinian territory. In past years, on similar resolutions, the United States has used its veto as a permanent member of the Security Council to kill those measures. Days before the U.S. holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., President-elect Donald Trump has attacked Congressman John Lewis after Lewis, a civil rights legend in his own right, said he does not consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president due to what he believes were Russia's attempts to help candidate Trump win the presidency. In a couple of tweets, Mr. Trump said instead of criticizing him, the lawmaker should concentrate on serving his constituents. Leading up to the president-elect's inauguration, demonstrations have occurred after promises in Washington by Mr. Trump.
You may switch presidents, but we just gonna switch legs and keep on marching. We won't back down. We won't be trumped. We won't be trumped.
That's Reverend Al Sharpton, who led one march. It was also a rally supporting immigrant and minority rights. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say that at least seven civilians were killed, two wounded, when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Nangarhar province, which shares a border with Pakistan. The violence happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same region abducted 13 seminary teachers. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb in a region where the Taliban actively conducts insurgent activities. Extremists linked to Islamic State have established bases in several remote districts. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the six-year-long civil war in Syria. But they say a planned meeting later this month should be seen only as a first step towards the resumption of the long-stalled UN-backed Geneva peace process. The Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee, which has been shut out of the Russia-Turkey talks, said it backs a military delegation to attend the talks. The president of the Philippines is threatening martial law for his country. Speaking to members of the Chamber of Commerce, Rodrigo Duterte said that if the war on drugs descends into something really, really virulent, then he would declare martial law. No one would be able to stop me, he said. He said the aim of the move would be to preserve the Filipino people and the youth of the land. The controversial president has pledged to wipe out illegal drugs. In the first 6 months of his drug crackdown, nearly 6,000 people have been killed by police and vigilante squads, drawing criticism from human rights groups, the United Nations, and U.S. President Barack Obama. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow has met in Mali with world leaders, trying to arrange a peaceful outcome of his country's leadership crisis. He was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin. UN aid agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter weather. Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and UNICEF say they're doing what they can to protect them. Spokeswoman Cecile Pouy says too many people remain without help.
We are extremely concerned by reports that several refugees and migrants have lost their lives trying to enter or move across Europe, including five deaths since the beginning of the year due to the freezing weather.
UNICEF says children and the families are living in intolerable conditions on the Greek islands. The private space exploration company SpaceX has conducted its first successful launch since the explosion of a rocket on the launch pad in September. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.